This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love. This is another Dolphins podcast. Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
Safe to assume, or at least I'm starting to lean, that the Dolphins are probably going to sit steady at pick 21 and see what if they can really let the board fall their way. So we have 11 players that we think are going to be completely gone. We have four guys that might be worth trading up for, but we kind of assume they'll be gone too. So that gives us 15. Let's throw three wild cards in. That gives us 18. Kat, then you also have a list of, let me see here, seven players who you'd embrace at pick 21. And this is the category I think we should spend the most time on, because I see seven names here, honestly, where I'd be willing to almost hang up, listen, and just ride into the night with one of these guys.
Yeah, and the thing about trading down from pick 21 is, what would you actually get if you traded from 21 down to 29, for example? You might get a pair of fourth round picks, like the Seahawks got back in the 2019 draft when they traded down for LJ Collier, but you're going to get something like a third or a fourth round pick. So the question is, do you really want to do that? It's hard to tell, but right now I say, no, you probably want to stay at pick number 21. So these seven guys, I want to make very clear, there's very, very little for me separating any of these seven guys. I've said the four that I would trade up for, but number five on my list is Jackson Powers Johnson. And a lot of people have cooled on him over the last couple of months. I'm not one of them, because I keep going back to one thing. Center/guard, 704 pass protection snaps, zero sacks in those 704 snaps, and four pressures. Okay. And you're talking about somebody who can fill one of two offensive line spots and keep a cleaner pocket for Tua. Then a guy I'm willing to pound on the table for, and that's Chop Robinson from Penn State. Somebody who, look, I think Laiatu Latu is the better overall defensive end. If you're the Bears at pick 9 or the Falcons at pick 8, I think Latu would be the better selection. But I'm going with Chop Robinson for this defense, because for the Dolphins to win, they have to beat the Bills. And they have to stop Josh Allen. For them to stop Josh Allen, they have to get to Josh Allen. And Chop Robinson is a 4.47 player off the edge from Penn State. I know he only had four sacks last year, but he had a very, very high pressure rate. I know Josh has seen a lot of him at Penn State. Very, very quick off the snap, and just elite closing ability, and can legitimately outrun Josh Allen in the open field. That's the most important thing for me. Then J.C. Latham from Alabama, the biggest, strongest player in the draft at 6'5", 342. And over the last 2 years, even at his size, had each of the last 2 years played over 800 snaps. And back in 2021, played right guard for 8 games too. So he has that positional versatility as well. Not the best fit in this scheme, but, you know, Robert Hunt wasn't either. Then you go to Byron Murphy, elite first step. And he also did it from the nose tackle position, which is insane. So you're looking for interior defensive line pressure. He's somebody you want to look at. And then Leatu Latu, we've talked about just over the last 2 years, 24 sacks and 34 tackles for loss the last 2 years. Not bad at all. Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver from LSU, 6'3", 210 pounds, runs a 4.34. And if you're looking really to have that supercharged Cedric Wilson option as your third or fourth guy on this offense to really take it over the top, this is the guy you want. 17 touchdowns last year on 68 catches. And then Terrion Arnold is at the bottom of this list, has kind of gravitated a little further to the bottom for me. I like Quinyon Mitchell a lot better than him. When I watched more of Terrion Arnold, I saw a player at the cornerback spot who got a little grabby down the field. And he runs a 4.5, not the 4.3s that I thought he would run. So those are the guys that I am really excited about at pick number 21, if they fall to that spot.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Joshua, I got to ask you here. We got someone like Jackson Powers Johnson, who I think you could draft, and all of a sudden you have a starter for 3-4 seasons. You have an edge rusher where I think we spent a couple of pods talking about Christian Wilkins, and you're not going to be able to match his production 90%+ of snaps. But Chop Robinson, that pressure rate, that kind of sounds like replacing Christian Wilkins in a sense, even though that volume might not be there. And then you have an absolute unicorn at wide receiver, someone like Brian Thomas, who could come in and just change the dynamics so much. So where do your eyes go when you hear those three options?
I mean, that's a tough one. I think I try to stand pat and still go with the offensive line, still try to solidify that. I mean, I know a lot of people are getting down on Jackson Powers Johnson, like Kat mentioned. I think today Marcus Mosher posts like consensus draft boards or whatever, what scouts are saying. And I think he and Graham Barton may have switched spots like 29 to 24 or something like that. But it just goes to show you that, you know, the recency bias or whatever, right? Because a couple months ago, we were sitting here talking about this guy as a for sure first round pick. He mentioned Chop Robinson. I've definitely seen him play up here. I think CK Parrott tweeted out, this is a guy kind of reminds me of Cameron Wake. So he's a guy I've been putting on the back burner because I knew what he could do throughout the year. But I still look at this list, man. And I still see Leatu Latu, and I just can't unsee that name right there.
Kat, in your expert opinion, if you want to talk strictly the Buffalo Bills and stopping Josh Allen, would you prefer seeing that pressure from the edge, someone like Robinson or Latu, or do you think someone like Byron Murphy, that idea that the Dolphins had that interior pressure before, was the right process and they just weren't getting that result just yet?
You know, when I look at Murphy, it's the first 2 seconds of the play that define what he does, because he's going to beat you off the snap quickly and he's going to get in the face of the quarterback. And if not, then he does not have Chop Robinson's ability to chase down Josh Allen in the open field. That's what separates Chop from me in this entire draft. Now, Chop has a lot more bust potential too. I mean, like he has been the clear cut consensus fourth edge player for a reason, because, you know, he only had 4 sacks last year and 7 tackles for loss. But I also saw a guy with a very high pressure rate and caused a lot of havoc. And the best predictor for me for getting sacks in the NFL is the ability to pressure the quarterback consistently at the college level. So I like Chop Robinson just a little bit more than Byron Murphy, but I've got on this list Chop at 6, Murphy at 8, not much separating the two.
And Josh, as we run through these names, I mean, we've been ranting and raving about these guys for a few months. I mean, if the Dolphins were to try to trade down to pick 25 to 29, I mean, Kat hit on it earlier. What, are you getting a couple extra fourths, maybe an extra third next year? Like, is there like an ick point for you when you hear stuff like that and you don't even want to try to rebuild some of that draft capital? And like, you just kind of want to take that guy. I mean, the Dolphins, I think, were penciled in. I wish I had it in front of me where they could have gotten Earl Thomas when he was drafted, and instead they traded back thinking they'll get their blue chip player just a few more picks down. And it just doesn't always work that way. Do you see an ick factor somewhere once they kind of start discussing trading down? Would you really get excited about 2 fourth-round picks or a 3rd-round pick?
Yeah, I don't know that I would. I mean, it would really depend on, you know, what your intel tells you, right? I mean, if you're trading down and, you know, maybe 2 quarterbacks for, you know, heaven forbid, you know, if you luck into that and they go and then these guys fall right into your lap, that's a perfect scenario. But I just always go back to when the Dolphins traded down thinking I believe they wanted Cesar Ruiz. I don't have any sources, but it sounds like that was their guy. They ended up getting sniped and got stuck with no Igbinoghene. So that always burns into my brain. If you like a player and he's there, just take him. At this point, we all know the Dolphins are in win now mode. I feel the same way. If you know, we all want them to trade down and accumulate more picks because we all love doing our mock draft simulators, right? And having more picks to use and building this team. But if they have a guy that they want to trade up for, I'd be okay with that, because we can sit here and say, we can all sit here and look in the mirror and be honest with ourselves, right? This window is now until I don't know how long, and Dolphins need to start winning now, because as we know, they haven't done it for a long time.
Kat, what would you need to see come across the table in a trade where you'd be willing, and I don't want you to, we'll go through your full list in a second here, but what would you be willing to kind of get in order to say and be happy, like, all right, let's have pick 29 or pick 33 and get Zach Frazier or Patrick Paul or Johnny Newton? What would you need to see that draft capital be from the other team?
Just looking at the last about 10 years, the one trade that would interest me is when the Commanders the Commanders traded from pick 46 up to 26. Mm-hmm. And they gave up a future second round pick and I think another late round pick as well. And they took Montez Sweat. It would have to be something like that, because otherwise you're looking at like a 3rd or 4th round pick.
They aren't always the most impactful type players, and the Dolphins are at a point. I mean, Josh just said it. This window is open. We don't know how open. If we start to squint, it does look decently open for the Dolphins here. But you need to get someone who can walk into the field or walk into the locker room and have an instant impact. So that'll be something so important to keep in mind as we approach Thursday night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.